It didn't hit all at once. It crept in like fog, quiet but permanent. There wasn't one moment, no big announcement, no dramatic press release, no sirens going off saying, "This is when it changed," but it did change. And if you were paying attention, you felt it. You didn't know exactly what was happening, but you knew something about how we shared, connected, and existed online had shifted. The spaces didn't feel the same. It was somewhere around 2019. Maybe earlier, maybe later, but definitely louder after 2020. That was the tipping point. The pandemic gave the algorithm a gift: captive humans, people stuck in their homes, desperate for connection, grieving, anxious, lonely, looking for meaning, direction, validation, anything. And the feed delivered. Every platform blew up. TikTok exploded. Instagram became a mini reality show. Twitter turned into a 24/7 public square on fire. Facebook turned into your aunt's house during the holidays. Messy, chaotic, emotional, political, but somehow still necessary. But beneath all of it, the algorithm was studying, watching, learning. It saw what made us scroll longer, what made us argue, what made us stay, and it started turning the screws. That's when the algorithm became something else, something darker, more deliberate. It stopped simply reflecting interest and started engineering behavior. It saw that tragedy held attention longer than celebration, that outrage got shared faster than understanding, that division led to engagement, and engagement led to profit. So the algorithm leaned in, and the world got loud, and real performative. 2020 wasn't just about COVID. It was George Floyd. It was black squares on Instagram. It was brands finding their voice. It was influencers turning trauma into content calendars. That's when people started timing their grief, polishing their pain, framing their solidarity, because they had to. Because if they didn't say something, they'd be punished. If they said it wrong, they'd be canceled. If they said it right, they might go viral. So it became strategy, and you could feel it, even if you didn't have the words for it yet. You could feel it in your chest, the pressure to say something not just true, but timed right. Not just real, but packaged right. And that's when the shift happened. We stopped documenting life. We started crafting performance. The caption wasn't a reflection anymore, it was a brand statement. The photo wasn't a memory, it was an asset. The story wasn't for your friends, it was for the feed. And once you hit that point, you can't go back. Because after 2020, everything became content. Grief, anger, joy, protest, pandemic, resilience. Even the silence had to be intentional. You couldn't just feel something, you had to frame it. You had to make sure it looked right, sounded right, felt algorithm safe, but still emotional enough to hit. That was the cost of visibility. And that's what we've been living in ever since. The world sped up. The algorithm just kept time. After 2020, the clock changed. Everything online became now. Post fast, respond faster. If it's not in the first wave, don't bother. If you pause to think, you might miss the moment. If you take time to heal, your voice disappears. And the algorithm? It never slowed down for anyone. Not for your trauma, not for your confusion, not for your humanity. It kept pushing forward, chasing clicks, pulling stories from the wreckage, rewarding those who could keep up, and quietly burying those who couldn't. This new when isn't just about a date or a year. It's about urgency as default. It's the speed at which we're expected to process grief, respond to violence, react to politics, share opinions on events that aren't even 24 hours old. Because if you don't, you're irrelevant, out of sync, not tapped in. Even silence gets timed. Wait too long and people say, "Why didn't you speak up?" Speak too soon and it's, "You're not ready to talk about this." So now everything's strategic, even stillness. The algorithm lives in the now, but humans don't. We're not wired for this. Our emotions need time. Our thoughts need space. But the system rewards speed, not depth. And that pressure to keep pace? It doesn't just affect creators. It hits everyone. Even people who just came online to be social now feel like they're in a race. A race for attention, for validation, for visibility. You ever notice how fast "I'm just sharing" turns into, I hope this lands, that's not an accident. That's timing. That's programming. That's when. It's why burnout feels so normal now. Why people disappear from platforms and say things like, I just needed to breathe. It's not because social media is too addictive. It's because it's too demanding. It demands your thoughts before they've settled, your opinions before they've formed, your story before it's healed. And when you don't deliver, it punishes you. You lose reach, you lose traction, you lose presence. Because in the timeline economy, there's no interest on reflection, only content. That's the dark part of when. It created an era where being quiet feels like being erased, and that feeling sticks with you. You start documenting your life like there's a stopwatch running. Moments aren't just moments anymore, they're potential. A viral post, a reel, a headline. Even your pain gets filtered through that lens. Is it shareable yet? Is it relatable yet? Is it valuable yet? We don't just ask, how do I feel? We ask, how fast can I say it? And that speed bleeds into everything. Friendships become performances. Activism becomes trend cycles. Joy becomes a backdrop for captions. Grief becomes seasonal. The moment you stop and look around, you realize the algorithm didn't just change what we post, it changed when we process life. But here's the real kicker. The algorithm doesn't care about time. It resets every day. That post you cried over crafting, forgotten tomorrow, that story you shared, buried under another wave, that viral moment already replaced, and yet you remember. You carry the weight of it. You're the one still healing from the thing that already scrolled out of everyone else's mind. That's the tragedy of when. You're on a clock, but the platform never looks back. So when was the shift? It wasn't one day, it was every day. 1,000 tiny nudges that built a rhythm you didn't ask for, and now we live by it. But maybe the real power is in noticing it, in choosing to move differently. Because if time got hijacked, then maybe presence is the rebellion. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.